All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Now, I'm going to get started a little early with as far as the impactful games this weekend. You look at tonight with a big one in the MAC conference as Bowling Green will travel to take on Toledo. Now, this could be a potential MAC title game preview with these two good teams. Now, you look at the impact players for Bowling Green, and it starts with their passing game, and you look at wide receivers. I'm going to start off with the freshman, Roger Lewis, who to this point this season has 60 receptions for 858 yards and 5 touchdowns, and his junior counterpart, Ryan Burbrink, who has 51 receptions for 610 yards and 3 TDs himself. Now, this Toledo defense, this Bowling Green defense, rather, has 11 interceptions this season. But, you know, I really think that's going to be thrown out of the window a little bit in this one because Toledo loves to run the football with Kareem Hunt and Terry Swanson. And, you know, their run really sets up the play action. So I don't see that Bowling Green defense having too many opportunities against this Toledo offense. Now, Toledo's defense does have 20 sacks, so if Bowling Green does want to get pass happy, they could be in trouble. This is going to be a good game, and like I said, it could be a MAC title game preview, but I'm taking Toledo at home by the score of 31-24. Now, in the Big 12, the 12th-ranked Kansas State Wildcats travel to Morgantown, West Virginia to take on the Mountaineers tomorrow night. Now, K-State is looking to keep pace atop the Big 12 after their loss a few weeks ago on the road to TCU. And it once again comes down to their quarterback, Jake Waters, and wide receiver Tyler Lockett, as head coach Bill Snyder will need them to have big games in this one. 10-team interceptions so far for this K-State defense, and they're going up against an offense with West Virginia that loves to sling the football all around the field, led by quarterback Clint Trickett, who is having a terrific season as he should pass for 4,000 yards when the season is over. And, of course, his big-time target, you look at Kevin White and what he's done this year, 91 receptions for over 1,200 yards and 8 receiving touchdowns. And he allows his other wide receiver, Mario Alford, to get open because he has 53 receptions for over 700 yards and 7 TDs. And a lot of that has to do to the fact of all the extra attention that White garners on the field. This is going to be a good game, but, you know, the Big 12 has been so tough this year, and it's that much tougher for the road teams to go out on a consistent basis and win. I'm taking West Virginia at home by the score of 38-34. Now, in the Big Ten West, this is a big one. The 25th-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers will travel to Lincoln to take on the 23rd-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, the loser will be eliminated from the Big Ten West title picture in this one, and it's going to come down to the running games. You look at Minnesota running back David Cobb. He has been a workhorse this year for head coach Jerry Kill, over 1,300 yards on the ground with 11 touchdowns, not to mention he has 254 carries. Will Nebraska running back Amir Abdullah be healthy for that for this one? That is a million-dollar question. Now, this has been a bad Nebraska Cornhuskers defense. There was an emphasis on them getting back to being the black shirts earlier this season. That is not the case. You saw what Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon did to them last week as he set an FBS record with 408 rushing yards in a single game. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to give Nebraska the benefit of the doubt at home as they win it 31-27. Now, in the Pac-12, the 15th-ranked Arizona Cardinals will be at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the 17th-ranked Utes of Utah. Now, for all intents and purposes, the loser of this game is out of the Pac-12 South title race. And you look at the offenses in this one. I want to start off with Arizona with their quarterback, Anu Solomon. You know, he came in and he was perceived to be more of a runner than a passer, but he is really developed into a passer in Rich Rodriguez's spread offense out there in the desert. He has over 3,000 yards passing to this point this season to go along with 25 touchdowns to just 7 interceptions. And Arizona can mix it up because they have the elements of the spread. And you look at running back Nick Wilson and, of course, wide receiver Caleb Jones. Now, on the flip side, Utah loves to run the football, and you can expect a big game from Drez Anderson if the Utes are going to come out victorious. But you look at these two defenses, and I start off with Arizona linebacker Scooby Wright, who has 110 tackles to this point in the season and go along with 12 sacks. Now, the tackles will be important because it's going to be imperative to see who wins that matchup between him and Drez Anderson. And as long as Scooby Wright does not get caught up in the wash of facing that Utah offensive line, he can have a big game in as far as shutting down Anderson. Now, you also look at Jarrett Tevis at linebacker with 94 tackles for Arizona. So whatever Wright is unable to clean up, Trevis should be right there. But Utah has a good defense of their own, 47 team sacks this year, led by 16.5 from defensive lineman Nate Orchard and 9 from defensive lineman Hunter Demick. So this Utah defense will look to keep Arizona in third and long come Saturday. This is going to be a very tight affair, and whichever defense is able to make the most stands will win. And I'm taking Utah at home by the score of 33-30. Now, in the Big Ten West, the 16th ranked Wisconsin Badgers will travel to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Just like the Minnesota versus Nebraska affair, this one has a lot of implications as far as first place in the Big Ten West. Now, you look at Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon, and what can he possibly do for an encore after he set that single-game FBS rushing record last week against Nebraska? Now, it will be imperative to see the get-off that he will get against this Iowa defense, because you know after what he did last Saturday, all 11 sets of eyes on defense for Iowa will be focused on number 25 coming out of the backfield in Wisconsin. Now, if you're Wisconsin and you know that, try to do a little bit more play action early on in the game, because that Iowa defense is more than likely going to bite as they're going to be focused on Gordon. Now, Wisconsin's defense does have 32 team sacks this year. And, you know, you look at an Iowa team, they really don't pass the football a lot. So that will be thrown out of the window. Iowa, on the flip side, has 23 team sacks and 10 picks, but I think that's thrown out of the window as well due to the fact of, like I said, the play-action passing attack for Wisconsin is going to come up big in this one, because everybody on Iowa's defense is going to be focused on Melvin Gordon. I think Iowa keeps it tight for a half, but midway through the third quarter, Wisconsin starts to pull away, and I'm taking the Badgers in this one by the score of 38-24. And finally, in the Pac-12, the 19th-ranked USC Trojans make a very short trip from Heritage Hall in Los Angeles to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the 9th-ranked UCLA Bruins. Just like the Arizona-Utah game, first place on the line in the Pac-12 South in this one. And you look at USC's big three on offense. I'm talking about quarterback Cody Kessler, running back Buck Allen, and of course, wide receiver Nelson Aguilar. What will they be able to do against this UCLA defense? Now, Kessler has not forced a football for the majority of the season, and that will be big in this one if the men of Troy are going to get the road victory. USC's defense does have 11 picks, and I look for their front seven, led by Hayes Pullard and Leonard Williams, to go out there and put some pressure on this UCLA offense. And the reason why I say that is because UCLA's offensive line has allowed 30 sacks this season. So it will be very important to see which team is going to win first down. Is it going to be UCLA's offense, or is it going to be USC's defense as they look to keep the Bruins in third and long? Now, you look at quarterback Brett Hundley for UCLA. He hasn't quite had the type of season that everybody expected, but overall, neither has this UCLA team. Both the expectations were so high for UCLA coming into this season that they were tough to keep up with. And we'll see if it'll be a trickle-down effect into this important rivalry game in the Pac-12. It's going to be a tight one. I think it's decided by special teams, and I take USC on the road by the score of 31-30. Folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 12 in the National Football League. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.